A Study in Job, Part 12. Your Uncut Diamond. In Job chapter 41, verse 8, we read, "Will you also annul my judgment? Will you condemn me so that you can be righteous?" After an unspecified length of time and a great deal of God-searching questions, the final words of the Lord to Job summed up God's astonishing soliloquy. "The Lord beholdeth all high things. He is king over all the children of pride." Job trusted and held to the truth of the Lord that he knew. And Job spoke rightly of God. Job upheld his correct understanding of the Lord, but it wasn't fully complete. Job held the rough, uncut diamond of God's truth and understanding in his heart, but it took much time and heart-searching for its full-cut brilliance to be revealed. The uncut jewel of God's word is the possession of all God's children, as with Job. But it must be expertly cut into different facets and faces to reveal its hidden beauty. It must be cut and polished and become more complex to display its deeper truth. It is still the same word of truth, but skillfully managed by the Spirit of Truth. God is willing to reveal the Word's deep brilliance to all his children, as with Job. Truth laid bare by the Master Jeweler, if you are willing to patiently endure it. Acceptance of the truth in its simplest form leaves much to be learned. Unless you permit the Spirit to develop this simple truth through circumstances, you will one day realize that your initial understanding of God is limited, and you will one day discover your relationship with the Lord is insufficient. Faith does come by hearing, and hearing by the word of truth, but trust can remain in infancy for years, even decades, if not allowed to develop. Faith grows by experience. Faith grows by your own Job experience, as it did in the life of Job. Job held to his initial truth about God, but was willing to learn the deeper truth. But Job had to be willing to allow the Master Jeweler to expertly cut and polish him. Job questioned but didn't condemn God, despite life's distressing contradictions. And through the most arduous conditions, Job was taken to a new level of understanding. This wasn't so with Job's friends. They remained unteachable throughout the ordeal. Job never denounced God's goodness, though he bitterly questioned him with tears. But of necessity, Job had to relinquish some of his long-held understandings. In Job's case, it was a recognition of his own prideful ego and his own insufficiency. Do you have any long-held understandings that conflict with God's cut diamond? Do you need to question your own long-held and perhaps distorted beliefs? Like Job, you may not question the goodly character of God directly, and like Job, you may not sin with your lips. But do you question your own worthiness in the sight of God? Do you compare the lives and experience of others as more deserving of his love? If so, you question the truth of God's unconditional love. Have you ever considered his love for you as less than for somebody else? Because of some deep secret or painful disappointment hidden in your own life? If so, you question the truth of God's unchanging integrity. Or have you considered his ear is wider open to another favoured bondservant? Because in your sight, you consider that person more worthy to God. If so, you question the truth of God's eternal character. Or do you find it difficult to understand his apparent careless dealings with you? Dealings you consider negligent towards many of his blood-bought bondservants? If so, you question the truth of God's immutable wisdom and inerrant word. So rid yourself of your inbuilt perceptions, for like Job, that is what they are, and allow his spirit of truth to cut deeper into your own life's diamond. Allow him to give you a deeper understanding, an understanding refined through your own unique Job experience. Deeper truth, designed specifically to draw you into his arms of love. And you will then see the more expansive truth of his love for you, as did Job. You will then not only hear the word of truth, but you will increase your own understanding of the truth. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.